Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
29063.
May I please have your first and last name?
Janet Dubow.
Thank you for the information, and for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
181 Twisted Hill Road, Irmo, South Carolina, 29063.
Thank you for the information. Okay, so I do see where our purifier was purchased, and also a sweepstakes to win a tablet was entered into. How may I help you today?
On the water, on the air purification thing. There was a survey by a bank, and all they showed was a picture of an air purification system. There was no information whatsoever, even when it came, that there would be a monthly fee. And I want to see if the man I spoke to yesterday about canceling this, if he also gave me the $56.95 credit.
Okay, so I do see where your account was canceled out. The $56.95 charge, that is for entering into the sweepstakes to win that tablet. And being that we did not receive a call within those 48 hours to get the account canceled out, you were charged at $56.95.
Well, that's because I didn't know that there was ever going to be an account. The item, the air purification thing, that was the only thing in the box. It was nothing else at all. So I want to see if you would cancel this, because I was misinformed that there was such a thing because I had never done it.
Okay, so I do apologize that those terms and conditions weren't made clear for you, but they do have to be agreed to at the day of purchase. Out of that $56.95, what I can do for you today as a courtesy is provide you with a 35% refund, which is a total of $19.93.
No, since I was never informed that there was such a thing, it wasn't a misunderstanding. I never got the information at all. You either refund the whole amount, or I'll just dispute it with my bank and I'll get all of it back.
Okay, so there's no way for you to enter into the sweepstakes if those terms and conditions aren't agreed to. Also, with your car company, what they will do is the dispute, which is only a temporary refund until they do an investigation, and your car company cannot override our terms and conditions. So they will do a chargeback on your account. What I can do for you today, I can reach out to my supervisor to see if I can get you a higher refund, but that charge is a valid charge. Would you like for me to do that for you today?
Okay, but I was never given the information. I never knew I was going to have a charge. So how can you? I didn't agree to anything. So how can you say there's an agreement? Because I never saw it. I never got it.
Okay, there's no way for you to enter into our sweepstakes if those terms and conditions aren't agreed to. I'm sorry, you can go ahead.
Speak to your supervisor and get me a credit for the whole amount.
Give me just a moment while I speak to my supervisor.
Okay.
As I speak with my supervisor, she agrees to a refund of $28.47, which is a 50% refund out of that charge.
Okay, can I speak to the supervisor?
We all go by the same protocol.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and do that.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and issue you that refund. That refund will take 3 to 5 business days. Your account was canceled out by the last agent. That prevents any future charges effective immediately. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
Tell them if they want to sell a product that they need to actually say that there's conditions involved.
Yes, ma'am. I will reach out to my supervisor so she's able to look over the website.
Well, there was no website. It was a 5-question questionnaire by a bank.
Okay, well, I'll get her to look over the questionnaire.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
All right.